jobbat där den och teatern, alltså valdelsen.
No, that's the thing about it. Nobody ever came into Settlin.
No.
No, even yet there's nobody there. There's an old building, you can see it over across the just across the valley there. That used to be a barrack. Maybe there's nobody living in that either. It belongs to the Glenveigh Estate. Inside the fence, you know, anything inside the fence then was the Glenveigh Estate then for the deer and all that, you know.
Yeah.
They that's fenced them all in, you know. That fence goes right to around by Dunlewy, Poison Glen, right around there, yeah. A couple of thousand acres, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then after John George and Deer, another landlord took over, like, and wasn't he a bit better, and wasn't as harsh as...
No, I think he was a bit better than John George, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure his name now. I mean, there are no records of who he was, or what he was like, or...
Yeah.
Then the whole land act changed then, the landlord tenant act changed then, and the tenants had more rights then. See, at the time they were evicted, the tenant didn't have any rights, you could put them out. They didn't really own the land they were on, you know, they only paid rent, and you know.
Paying rent,
yeah. Heard. So they could be evicted to will, you know.
Yeah. But is it not said that the marks of the log cabins or the sod cabins, these to live in, are still to be seen?
Oh yeah, they're still to be seen there. Yeah. If you look for them, you'll find them. There's still evidence of people living there, still there, and even the stone walls where they keep in there, where they found the sheep, where he found the sheep and all,
yeah.
And the stone ditches, they didn't have any fences, they just built stone ditches to keep the farm, divide the different farms, you know.
Yeah.
So they're still there to be seen, yeah. Maybe evidence of crops as well, you know, ridges of spuds, and it's amazing, you know.